Singer-songwriter Amos Lee's music has been described as everything from folk to country to rock to soul. He's toured with the likes of Norah Jones, Bob Dylan, Elvis Costello, and Paul Simon. His latest record is called Mountains of Sorrow, Rivers of Song. Amos Lee will be performing at Ovens Auditorium tomorrow night, and he joins us now. Thank you so much for talking to us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, man.
So, Norah Jones was in the Blue Note offices when she first heard you and asked that you open for her on tour after hearing you, and her bassist Lee Alexander ended up producing your first album. How significant was that for you?
It was pretty huge. You know, at the time, I was really just playing clubs and, you know, restaurant corners of restaurants, and my normal week would go something like open mic on Monday nights. We had this little gig early in the night on Tuesdays, and then we would go to one of our favorite bars and play in the corner for free drinks Tuesday night late until about 2 or 3. Wednesday was another open mic. Thursday was work. You know, it sort of just went like that. So I was just playing. I was playing for free almost every night of the week. And when Norah took me out, it was, just a huge change for me, because all of a sudden I'm going from playing in the corner of bars in Philly to like some of the most pristine theaters in Europe and playing in front of like 3,000 people or whatever. So it was a pretty big deal for me.
Your most recent album is called Mountains of Sorrow, Rivers of Song. This album, to me, comes across as very heartfelt and personal. Is this your most personal work so far?
I hope they all come across it that way. I don't want to be the singer-songwriter dude who puts out this disingenuous record. You know, it's a record that I loved making. Made it with my touring band, and it was extremely personal from that angle.
Well, let's talk about the. You did bring your touring band into record versus using a studio band. Why was that important to you?
Well, you know, you just develop a relationship with people, and you want to further these relationships. These are, you know, friends and compadres, and we just, you know, we came up together in Philly. You know, we all sort of been playing around the same scene and working hard, and it feels good to be able to bring your friends along with you when you have fun opportunities.
And I awoke from my dream.
So the track Mountains of Sorrow was inspired by the late Lee Von Helm. Would you mind talking about that?
So we got a chance to play the Ramble with Lee Von and his band. The Midnight Ramble was sort of a thing that Lee Von started up in the Woodstock area, his barn, on his property. And he would just bring in musicians, and they would play with his band. We basically would open up with him. And I was kind of going through this time where I was maybe not seeing things right. You know, my views and vision were kind of distorted. And we saw Lee Von, man, and, you know, he was sick, and he was just giving it all. And the song's beautiful, and his performance was beautiful, and his energy was amazing, and it really kind of changed the way that I was going to approach my work from now on. I approached it from more of a place of gratitude.
And I say a prayer, those who carry on, past the mountains of sorrow and the rivers of song.
It really changed a lot for me, and it's sort of, you know, the song is based around that experience, but it's, you know, it's as much about, like, these people that I love as a songwriter and somebody who really cares about the craft. Those are the people that inspire me.
So, many musicians are thankful to have their fans, but I've read in multiple interviews that you've done that you feel incredibly indebted to those who come to your shows.
Well, I mean, a big part of that comes from the people I was raised by. You know, my parents and my family are all working class people, and, you know, watching my dad put in 50 hours of work in his 70s, and, you know, watching my mom slave away, and my whole family, they're all working people. So when I take the stage every night, the way I take it is that I'm giving everything I got, because, A, it's fleeting. You know, you never know how long you're going to have here on the planet. But also just being grateful for the opportunity to have work and to have people who are interested in what you're doing, because there's no guarantees. Nobody owes me anything. I'm just going up there on my own with these songs that I sing and the people that I surround myself with, who are my good friends, and we're just trying to give back some of the goodness that we've been given.
Amos Lee, his latest album is called Mountains of Sorrow, Rivers of Song, and he's performing at Ovens Auditorium tomorrow. Thanks so much. It's been a real pleasure talking to you today.
Oh, my pleasure too, man. Thank you.
Yes, it was. You dreamed it'd be. Are you locked up in this fantasy?